Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is author and artist Bunny Michael. We all have a higher self, and we can access our higher self once we start unlearning the false beliefs from our culture and our trauma that taught us we're not enough. So get cozy and join us as I answer listeners' questions and we all unlearn from each other's problems. Welcome to XO Higher Self. Hello, my loves. How are we doing today? Welcome. I hope that you had a good week, and I hope that you found some time to connect to your higher self. I'm doing pretty good today. I had a bit of an emo morning. I did a little crying in my car, just some difficult feelings that I had to process. There was a time in my healing journey where if I was having a hard day or dealing with some difficult emotions or in a bad mood, I would get really anxious about it. Like, oh, if I was more connected to my higher self, or if I was more healed or did a better job at healing, then I wouldn't be struggling or feeling sad or getting depressed or need to cry in my car in the parking lot of a grocery store. But being connected to your higher self isn't about always feeling good. As human beings, we experience loss and suffering. And even though so much of our healing journey is alchemizing that suffering and transforming it into a deeper sense of wholeness and peace, you still experience the suffering and the unpleasantness of loss. That's still part of the process. And it's not like we just have one thing that we need to heal from. Healing it's complex, and we're also in the process of unlearning, and our wounds show up and they color our perspective. And sometimes we're not totally conscious of how they're affecting us. And to put this kind of pressure on ourselves to always need to be completely self-aware is also to deny ourselves an essential part of, I believe, the healing process, which is to feel all of the feelings, even when those feelings are unpleasant. I think feelings are such important teachers. You know, when I was crying in the car this morning, I had to go into the gym and my eyes were all puffy. And for a second I thought, oh, I'm just going to skip going to the gym today because I don't want anybody to see that I was crying. I don't want to feel embarrassed, or I don't want anybody to judge me. And then I thought, gosh, who put that voice in my head, you know, as if something's wrong with crying, as if not everybody needs to cry. And making the assumption that people were going to be like, oh, look at that dumb femme over there just like crying. And first of all, if anybody was judging me for crying and like assuming I'm some like baby who like can't keep it together, that is so much more about them and their wounds and their inability to embrace their emotions, or feeling like you have to always have it together to be functioning in life. And I was like, no, I'm not going to not go to the gym because I have a puffy face, because that actually what makes me snap out of it in a lot of cases. Not always, but a lot of times I feel better afterwards. So I'm not going to deny myself that because I'm afraid of somebody's judgment. And guess what? Sometimes when we let ourselves be emotional, it gives other people permission that it's okay. It happens. We're human. But yeah, I can't tell you how many times I could have saved myself a lot of pain if I didn't add another layer of pain to my pain by judging myself for being in pain, you know? And that's where the LHB comes from. Like, our higher self is the compassion, the love, the nurturing, the acceptance for what it is we're going through. That doesn't mean we end up getting stuck in that place, you know, because sometimes we need to snap out of it. I mean, sometimes we need a shift in perspective. You actually can't reach that higher self perspective if you haven't validated or let yourself really understand your feelings first. You know, it's like when you try to have a conversation with somebody and tell somebody that they hurt your feelings, but instead of them like really hearing you, they immediately tell you that your feelings are wrong and that you should be feeling this way actually. And sometimes they even do it not as to trying to hurt you, but really because they think it would be helpful. But they don't understand that first you need to be validated in order for you to see it in another light. Because we're so used to in this culture just denying our feelings, just denying our suffering, just holding it in inside and just hoping that it goes away. But in order for us to alchemize it and transcend it, we have to actually look at it. And, you know, some days maybe you're feeling emotional and you're like, you know what, I'm not going to go there today. And that's fine too. But whatever it is that you choose to do, you do it with compassion and care instead of just shame and criticism and being unkind to yourself. You know, I grew up in a home where a lot of emotions were kind of suppressed, and there was this saying that my parents would say when you would kind of act out or get like sad or kind of throw a fit or whatever, and they would say, "No act." And it was like not this very, it wasn't like they were trying to be harmful or anything, but it was just kind of like, "Oh, no act, no act, no act." And even though like it was meant to kind of get us from overreacting to things or getting too upset about things when we were little, it had this other effect of saying like, those feelings aren't real. You're acting. Like that emotion is you like putting something on, like it's not actually valid. Like you're making this up. And without them necessarily realizing what they were doing, it didn't have the best effect on me in terms of feeling like my feelings and sensitivities were valid. And for so long, I grew up thinking that there was something wrong with me for having so many sensitivities or for feeling so many emotions, and that my emotions were bad and weird and not appropriate, and I needed to not share them. So when our higher selves help us through self-acceptance and compassion, it's not to keep us stuck in the same place. It's to allow us to learn from those feelings and make any necessary changes that need to happen or have any necessary insights to come through. But you can't actually get that insight if you're just stuck in denial of your real feelings. You actually can't get a deeper understanding to help the healing process further along. Just pretending like everything is okay, that actually isn't healing. So yeah, if you need to cry in your car, just know that you got a friend in me and in your higher self. And if you got to do it, just do it. Let it out. All right, babes. Should we get to the question? Sounds good. I'm actually really feeling so much better since then. And since I let out the cry, and also talking about it here, like even sharing it, like sharing that I was going through a hard time this morning, like that feels really healing to me and just being heard. So thank you for holding space for me and my feelings. All right, let's get to the question. Hi, Bunny. I've been really in need of some higher self guidance. I recently went through a breakup that's hitting me really hard. It didn't last very long, but I had some of the most intense feelings I've ever felt in that short amount of time. I've never felt so unconditionally accepted for who I am in a relationship before. Unfortunately, the timing wasn't right for where he was in his life, so it ended as quickly as it began. I've been trying to process the grief and also figure out why it's hitting me so hard. I was listening to a video on Alok's Instagram, and they were talking about how transphobia is just numbing the grief caused by the heartbreak from realizing the people who were supposed to love you, i.e. your parents, taught you that you will never be enough as you are. I'm paraphrasing, but that's the gist. I realized after watching this video that I'm not only grieving the breakup, but also I'm grieving exactly what Alok was talking about. I identify as non-binary, but my parents don't even understand the concept of what that means. My whole life, I've been constantly told my hair is too short, I'm not feminine enough, I'm too aggressive for a lady, and I've recently realized that all translates in my mind as I am not lovable as I am. In the past few years, I was diagnosed with a health condition that caused me to gain some weight. So now on top of those comments, I'm also getting the "you're not skinny enough" messages as well. No wonder I'm struggling so much with this heartbreak when these are the comments I'm getting on a regular basis from the people who are supposed to love me first. My question is, do you have any advice for moving through all the grief when it's still very much existing all around me? I've been going to therapy for over a decade, and I've learned how to set boundaries and advocate for myself. My parents aren't terrible people, and they have come a long way. There's just some parts of them that will never change if they aren't willing to do their own healing work, and I know that. I'm just trying to help myself heal so that I can be open to loving again. Thank you so much for everything you do. You are truly an angel. Hey babe, it is so insightful of you to connect these feelings of rejection to a deeper wounding from earlier in your life, and I'm really glad that you asked about this. For those of you who don't know, Alok is a non-binary activist and comedian, and they have done amazing work when it comes to challenging the gender binary. And if you're not already following them, you should definitely look them up. Similar to what Alok is saying about a trauma of never feeling like you are enough, my teaching about higher self uses the term learned hierarchical beliefs, or LHBs, to describe any belief we have been conditioned with that taught us to judge ourselves or others as less than based on a certain criteria, like transphobia, for example. When we're born, we are born knowing that we are enough, that we are whole. We allow ourselves to be cared for and nurtured without questioning if we deserve it. And then we are socialized in an environment where we're taught that some people are more deserving of love and acceptance than others, or that our acceptance and love is dependent on meeting a certain criteria. We experience traumas like abuse, neglect, or abandonment, which sends us the message that we're not valuable. In a society organized around LHBs, in order to be worthy, you have to be better than other people. Transphobia is one manifestation of LHBs because it's a way for people to feel better than trans people, to other them, and thus they believe empower themselves. This is a coping strategy to survive their own wounding, their own fears of lack. Whether that wounding came from caregivers who didn't love them, or the toxic brainwashing of our culture, or a mix of both. Similarly, our caregivers were also raised with their own LHBs. A lot of times parents believe that loving their child is molding them into an image of success or societal acceptance because they have been told this is what it looks like to be normal and this is what it looks like to be a good parent. If your child is outside of that box for whatever reason, then they feel othered. Now, I don't know the inner workings of your parents' minds, but one thing that has been very helpful when it comes to Family is understanding that they love us the best way that they know how, which is reflective of where they are in their own healing. A lot of times we think of healing as some people need to be healed and some people don't. But when you live in a toxic culture, everybody needs healing on some level. There is nobody who doesn't need any form of healing. There is nobody who is raised in a toxic culture that does not have some wounding from that. And when it comes to our caregivers, it's not that we are unlovable in our authenticity. It's that their concept of what love looks like is not expansive enough to include everybody. And so when we go through a breakup, like you're going through right now, all of these wounds get triggered. It doesn't help that there is a whole other set of LHBs about romance. For example, that you need a partner to be enough. I mean, there's so many of them. This person you were with who you felt unconditionally accepted by gave you a kind of love that your parents hadn't as of yet been able to. You felt seen by this person, which is beautiful. But it's really important to understand that you do not need another person to validate your self-worth or to accept you for you to accept yourself and know that you are worthy. Relationships show us the places where we fear our own inadequacy, but the fear isn't the reality. In reality, you have always been enough. You are beautiful. You are radiant. You are lovable. You are whole. Exactly the way you want to be. Exactly how you want to present yourself. Exactly whatever you want to look like or however you want to do your hair or whatever clothes you want to wear. You've always been that radiant person. This breakup is not the old wound of rejection that you felt from your family. It's just triggering those old wounds, which is something that you are realizing. But it's really important as you move through this time now to remember that this is not the past. And you are not that young child who depended on the validation of your parents, who lacked the self-awareness to not rub off their own LHBs on gender, on you, which, by the way, even though there is no excuse for that harmful behavior, it's not surprising considering how they were conditioned and what messaging was put into their heads. Breakups are opportunities for a spiritually transformative experience. They are teachers. If you were to ask your higher self, what is this breakup teaching me? What do you think your higher self would say? I mean, literally, like if you actually took out your higher self journal, which is something that I encourage everybody listening to this to have, a journal where you can write to your higher self and you literally ask your higher self, what is this breakup teaching me about myself? And try to answer that question through the voice of your higher self. What do you think would happen? What insights would you get? And how could those insights help you move forward? Because your higher self is your inner wisdom. And the same inner wisdom that made that connection by hearing what Alok said, it rang true to you because Alok was speaking truth. That rang true for your experience, brought you a deeper insight into what was happening right now. And it's your higher self that has been guiding you to that place. All of this is happening for you to have a much more expansive understanding about yourself and how your wounds affect you. And with that knowledge and with that awareness, you can make different choices and you can decide which thoughts you want to believe and which thoughts you realize are your LHB speaking to you that, yes, they come up, but they're not something that you know is actually the truth of who you are. They are the LHBs that have been passed down to you, that existed way before you were walking around this planet, that unfortunately have harmed many, many, many people, generations upon generations upon generations. But you are somebody who is helping to end that cycle, and that is absolutely amazing and beautiful. Babe, I promise you, you will continue to meet people who get it, who adore you for all of your uniqueness and don't want to put you in a box. As a fellow non-binary person, I know it is not easy to navigate, but that doesn't take away from our sacred and expansive understanding of who we are. That doesn't take away from how amazing and beautiful it is and how much you living in your authenticity is teaching people how to more truly love themselves, just like a locust doing out there. I mean, think about how powerful it is when somebody sees their own worth and in the face of whatever wounding they've experienced, they say, you know what? No, I know I'm worthy. I know I always have been. I'm beautiful. I'm radiant. I love being me. It is so powerful. And Alok is one of those people where it's so amazing because they are such a shining example of their higher self. And it's just, you know, it blows so many people away. We don't need everyone to catch up in order for us to really enjoy who we are. We don't need a partner to fix the wounding of our parents and caregivers. They're not going to do it. Even if they stay with us, it might be a temporary feeling, but that those wounds do not go away through somebody fixing them for us. They go away by us lessening their power, by giving ourselves grace, by acknowledging that just because we're having the thoughts that our wounds have triggered in us doesn't mean that they're speaking truth. And we have a deeper truth. And that's the truth of our higher self that we identify with. And we use all of these experiences to get closer to that and to awaken to that more powerfully. And that's what you're doing right now. And you should be very, very proud of yourself for who you are. And keep shining your truth and keep shining your light because the world needs you. I'm sending you so much love. Take care. Hello, EXO Higher Self fam. It's Bunny here. I am so thrilled to announce my debut book, Hello Higher Self, An Outsider's Guide to Loving Yourself in a Tough World, is now available for pre-order. This book is the essential manual for unlearning your limiting beliefs that have been ingrained in you by the toxicity of our culture and your trauma and your socialization. We all have to unlearn this stuff so we can channel the power of our higher self. And everyone who pre-orders this book will receive a special free gift from me to be announced shortly. So hurry to the pre-order link in the show notes and get yourself a copy. I cannot wait for you to read it. Okay, second question. My message is in regards to picking back up relationships with men. It feels like I want to move, evolve, grow from my time in feminist circles where it was cool to hate on men and only date in a queer way. I still want to honor feminist discourse while allowing men to be fully human, flawed, and learning alongside me without projecting the wound onto and into them constantly. I want to lean into viewing them with a clear mirror, a fresh start in each moment without deluding myself of the trauma of the past. This feels like healing for us all. Is it possible or is it just a dream? Hi, love. I'm really glad that you asked this question. It's really interesting. Like we talk about a lot on this podcast, we've been raised in a culture of learned hierarchical beliefs, LHBs, and the fundamental principle of a system organized around LHBs is that there's a hierarchy to human worth. Some people have more value than others based on their physical characteristics, possessions, accomplishments, etc. Racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, and fatphobia are just some of the examples of how LHBs manifest. We're taught that we aren't inherently worthy just for being ourselves, rather that we have to seek our self-worth through external validation. Our higher selves are who we are beyond the conditioning of our LHBs. Connecting to our higher self is unlearning that hierarchical perspective so we can connect to our wholeness and affirm the value in our fellow human beings. So much unnecessary suffering is the result of people never being taught how worthy they are. And so they seek it the only way they know how, by trying to be better than other people and climb on that illusionary hierarchy. Now, to bring it back to your question, it is totally understandable to be frustrated with another person's seeming unwillingness to unlearn their harmful LHBs, especially those that uphold patriarchy. But it's also important to remember that sexism and patriarchy is conditioned in every gender identity, and it's not just cis men who have a lot to unlearn in this area. Not every female-identified person would consider themselves a feminist. And just because you identify as a feminist or somebody identifies as a feminist doesn't mean that there still isn't a lot of LHBs to unlearn. Patriarchal LHBs are also insidious in queer relationships. They might be a bit more ambiguous, but toxic masculinity is not uncommon in queer relationships. I've definitely experienced it firsthand. Remember, LHBs are really sneaky. Often when we unlearn one form of them, they pop up in places we didn't think they were. For example, sometimes they take the form of believing that you are better than someone because you are more aware, or maybe you think you're better because you are more spiritual, or you do more activism than other people, therefore they are beneath you. Remember, there's a difference between acknowledging that someone has more unlearning to do and believing that they are beneath you because of it. It's the hierarchical system that we're trying to dismantle here, like the whole framework of hierarchy. LHBs change form because they're trying to survive. Like when a hierarchy is trying to, when you dismantle it in one area of your life, it's going to hold on to another area of your life. And so we have to be very, very careful that we're not perpetuating them in ways we don't realize we are. They are extremely sneaky. I talk about this a lot in my book, Hello Higher Self, how LHBs are often in forms that we wouldn't necessarily think that they were. Like under the guise of being more awakened than somebody else, or being more mature, or more educated, or more intelligent, or, you know, I can't tell you how many times like I've heard people talk about people who are less aware, educated on certain subjects as if they're completely non-human or insignificant or, you know, a stain on humanity. And it's just like, what are we doing here? You know, the thing about connecting to your higher self isn't to say that any harmful behavior or toxic behavior or biased behavior is okay. That's not what we're saying. What we're trying to do is separate the person from the conditioning of LHBs. Because when you identify with your LHBs, or when you make another person identify with their LHBs, you empower them. That's how they stay in power, because people are so identified with these beliefs that if you take away that belief, people don't really know who they are. And that's why it's so hard for people to unlearn their privilege and stuff, because they've been told their whole life, this privilege gives you value. So if you start to question that privilege or take away some of that privilege, that's why people are like, well, who am I without that? I can't lose that. I don't want to let go of that, because they're so identified with those LHBs. And so at one point we're like, we don't want them to identify with it, but then we label them as that and cannot see them beyond that. So we end up perpetuating it too. So we have to be very, very careful. All that to say is that patriarchy and sexism and all of those forms of LHBs, everybody's vulnerable to that. Everybody's vulnerable to believing that stuff because we were all raised in a patriarchal culture. We can say that being a cis man means the curriculum of unlearning patriarchy is different than non-cis men, and that it is their responsibility of unlearning comes in a different form. We can acknowledge the need for equitable solutions, not equal solutions or opportunity, but equitable, and at the same time not lose our ability to see everybody's humanity. The moment we lose our humanity, that's when we lose the wisdom of our higher self, because our higher self is the awareness of our oneness. So to answer your question, I absolutely believe that we are capable of healing and that we can both acknowledge how certain groups of people benefit on one level from a hierarchical system, while at the same time acknowledge that what being empowered really is the realization you don't need to dominate other human beings to be enough. That unlearning LHBs gets you closer to your self-worth. That acknowledging your privilege is one of the important steps of dismantling a system where everyone suffers, because it hides from us our real power. It keeps us in the illusion that we need something outside of ourselves in order to be enough. LHBs are toxic to every human being. So as you move forward and build new relationships, you can both acknowledge that the trauma of your past is part of the stuff that you're dealing with, that you have wounds from the pain of patriarchy, absolutely. And you can honor what you have learned from it, while at the same time not let it completely blind you from seeing the higher self in all humans. I know it's not an easy task to do that for sure, but I can tell from your letter that your higher self is calling you toward a more expansive experience. And maybe you wrote in because this is what you feel ready for. Like, sometimes we're so wounded and so hurt that we actually can't have relationship to people that trigger us in that way. And that's just sort of like we need certain kind of boundaries at that time in our life. And that's totally okay. We need to give ourselves like the boundaries that we need in order to keep healing. But as we continue on our healing path, we start to become more expansive about what feels safe to us, looking at people and trusting people again, and letting go of a certain narrative of the past or feeling like we're stuck in the past, that what happened to us then is going to happen to us now. So it's a process. It's a process. But it feels like from what you wrote in that you are intuiting that you're ready for that. And I think that you need to trust that part of you. You know what boundaries are good for you. Take it one step at a time. You will meet men who are in a place in their life where they can meet you in this aware, healed space, who are doing the inner work, who are willing to keep unlearning and deeply, deeply care about that. And then you're going to meet some men who aren't, and you don't have to engage. Trust your heart, babe. You got this. You are very wise. Take care. For me, realizing how sneaky LHBs were was such a transformative part of my awakening process to my higher self, because a lot of my spiritual work, I remember I got really like deep in and I was doing a lot of healing practices and learning a lot. And then my hierarchical perspective was creeping in, and I kept judging other people that they weren't spiritual enough, and then judging myself that I wasn't spiritual enough. I needed to be doing more. And it's just like this constant up and down of good enough, not good enough, good enough, not good enough, judging better or worse. And that's what the LHBs do to us. They're just in this constant radar on the lookout for, you know, can I like myself? Am I good enough? And it takes over everything if you let it. And it's not because there's something wrong with us. It's because we were trained to think this way. And letting go of that is hard. Even when you have a certain level of healing from something, sometimes that same hierarchical framework will show up in a way that you didn't predict. And then it's just like, okay, well, love, love, grace, grace. I can love myself and to even let this go. And it's just this constant surrendering of that framework all of the time. But it might seem like really hard to do that, but it's actually so much more stressful and hard to be constantly judging. Like, that is actually extremely stressful. That is a lot of work to always be assessing yourself constantly, to always be like, nothing's ever good enough. No matter what I do is never good enough. Maybe you have like brief moments of like, okay, like, well, something good happened so I can like breathe for a second, but then it goes right back to, okay, what's next? What else do I need to do to feel good enough? And it's a really exhausting way of living. And we wonder why there's so much anxiety and so much depression in the world. You know, we've been brought up to see this like inherent lack in ourselves. And my dream is that we all continue to help each other connect to the part in us that knows that we were never lacking. We were never lacking. And we don't have to do this to ourselves anymore. We can free ourselves from that imprisonment, that spiritual imprisonment, that imprisonment of the psyche. And even when those thoughts come up, we can give ourselves grace, because guess what? It's a whole other LHB to start saying you're not good enough because you have them. That's how they work. They're going to find any reason to make you inadequate. And our higher selves ground us in the truth, which is no matter where we are in this journey of unlearning, of awakening to our higher selves, we've always been enough. And there's nothing that can take that away. And we can always just let ourselves connect and feel it. And it's easier and easier to feel that if you prioritize your practice of connecting to your higher self, use the affirmations, journal. And when my book comes out, Hello, Higher Self, An Outsider's Guide to Loving Yourself in a Tough World, I'm really excited because I think it's going to be even more helpful and mind-blowing to you how in all these different areas of life, we've been taught to look at it from this hierarchical lens, and you'll see. And there's also like journal prompts at the end of each chapter, guidelines, rituals, meditations. So I try to make it like a guidebook, a real help, at least in the initiating part of this process. And I'm going to be here with you, unlearning with you. And I'm just really, really, really honored to be on this journey together. So thank you so much for being here. Which brings me to this week's Higher Self Mantra. Woo, woo, woo. And this week's Higher Self Mantra is, I am enough right now. It might seem kind of simple this week, kind of basic, little basic bitch or something, but it is absolutely so powerful, even though it's simple, because it really just cuts to the chase. I am enough right now. Not in some future moment, not if something different happened to us in our past, not if we could change something about ourselves. No, I am enough right now. And this is a mantra that is evergreen because you'll always need it. You'll always need this reminder in this world. So hopefully that helps you this week if you're feeling like poopy or being mean to yourself. I want you to say it. Say it to yourself in the morning because that always helps. Set the tone. Your higher self is with you all day. I am enough right now. I love you so much, and so does your higher self. I will talk to you very soon. Take care. Bye. If you have a question that you would like to be featured on the podcast, you can write us an email or record a voice memo and send it to xohigherself@gmail.com. For bonus content, including early access to weekly episodes, ad-free episodes, and bonus episodes, be sure to sign up on our Patreon as a subscriber at patreon.com/xohigherself. Or if you listen to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app, you can easily sign up as an Apple subscriber on our show page and get access to that same bonus content. Thanks, y'all. This podcast is recorded in Kingston, New York, and produced by Kara Gilvey and me, Bunny Michael. Original music and sound mixing by Michael Bihari.